And so to 2012, and Alex, after doing well at college and getting a job, shows me round his new pad. And he has another piece of news he and his mum can't wait to tell me about.
I got a phone call one day, and it was asking me, just asking me different questions. I thought it was a bit odd, really. It's asking me about your parents Greek and stuff, and I was like, yeah.
And he said, I've been asked to be a torchbearer. And I said, oh, I'm really pleased, Alex, because I know how much, you know, from the Singapore thing and how much the Olympics meant being part of that to him. And I said, I'm so pleased, that's excellent. And he said, yes, but I'm going to Olympia to collect the torch.
Kyrios Spiro Capralo, lighting of the torch by the high priestess Ino Menegati.
Literally, I was lost for words. It's a mixture of pride, it's a mixture of obviously happiness.
Παράδοση της Ολυμπιακής φλόγας.
And to see as well, when I was running, to see those thousands of people there cheering and waving, that for me, it just goes to show how much the Olympics, how much the torch, the ceremony and the whole idea behind it, how much it actually means to people.
I just think back to the time. Do you remember when we first came to see you, we first met you, and you'd come back, you were determined to do something in the Olympics?
Yeah, and well, when this was it, and obviously...
Yeah, but you then you were running, do you remember?
I was running around
the estate, from lamppost to lamppost.
Well, who would have thought it would come full circle, really? I didn't, to be honest with you, so... I can't believe I was 12 when I went to Singapore, and I'm 21 next year. Like, it don't seem real, to be honest with you.
No.
But I'm just taking it all in my stride at the moment. I'm looking forward to Olympics, but in a way, it's bittersweet, really, that we've looked forward to this long, and then before we know it, we'll have been and gone, so...
I know.
I don't know. I don't know what life after Olympics is going to be like, so it's a bit scary.
Really?
No, not really scary, no. But like in a way, we've built up to this for so long, and we're all looking forward to it so much, and once it's finished, like, I don't know how we'll feel about it. I think I'm sure I feel a bit gutted at the closing ceremony, like, when I see that, so...
Because it's been, as you say, it's just been a part of your life.
Yeah,
it
has been. I've grown up with it. I've seen the Olympics, obviously, on the telly in 2004 in Athens. So I see that, and part of my Greek heritage. And I never thought the year after that I'd be going to Singapore and London would have it. And then I never thought after that I'd be in Greece taking the talk. Yeah. So it has been surreal for me. It's something I never would have expected, but obviously it's something that will live with me forever.